Hey there, beautiful souls. Riley Hart here, your daily dose of confidence booster. Ever feel like you're faking it? Like you don't quite belong, that one day everyone will realize you're a fraud? Yeah, I've been there too. It's called imposter syndrome, and let me tell you, it can be a real buzzkill. But guess what? You are not alone in this. It's super common, especially for amazing women like us who set high standards and strive for greatness. Today, we're going to tackle this imposter beast head-on, busting through those limiting beliefs and finally embracing the incredible power you have within. Here's the deal. Imposter syndrome whispers lies in your ear, making you doubt your abilities, question your accomplishments, and fear failure. It tells you that you're not smart enough, talented enough, or worthy enough. But let me tell you something. Those voices are just noise. They don't define who you are. First things first, recognize the signs. Do you constantly downplay your achievements? Do you attribute your success to luck or external factors rather than your own hard work? Do you fear being exposed as a fraud? If so, girl, you're not alone. It's time to acknowledge these sneaky feelings and start challenging them. Next up, reframe your thinking. Instead of focusing on what you lack, celebrate your strengths. Make a list. Write down all the things you're good at, big or small. Did you ace that presentation? You're a rock star communicator. Baked a killer cake for your bestie's birthday? That's some serious culinary magic. Acknowledge those wins and let them fuel your confidence. You know what else helps? Surround yourself with positive people who believe in you, who cheer you on, and who see your true potential. Ditch the energy vampires who constantly put you down or make you feel inadequate. Remember, you deserve to be surrounded by a tribe of supportive individuals who lift you up. Now, let's talk about action. When imposter syndrome strikes, don't just sit there and let it win. Take control, step outside your comfort zone, embrace new challenges, and prove to yourself that you can handle anything thrown your way. Every time you push past those fear walls, you build a stronger sense of self-belief. Finally, remember that perfection is an illusion. Nobody's perfect, not even Beyoncé, and trust me, she's pretty darn close. It's okay to make mistakes, they're valuable learning experiences. So next time you feel that imposter voice creeping in, give yourself a pep talk, remind yourself of your strengths, and keep shining bright. Let's imagine this. You're about to give a big presentation at work. Your heart is racing, your palms are sweaty, and those pesky imposter thoughts are whispering doubts in your ear. What if you mess up? What if they realize you're not qualified? But then you take a deep breath, remember all the hard work you put into this presentation, and remind yourself that you've got this. You step onto the stage, confident and prepared, and deliver an amazing presentation that leaves everyone impressed. See? You crushed it. So my beautiful listeners, remember, imposter syndrome doesn't have to hold you back. By recognizing its signs, reframing your thinking, taking action, surrounding yourself with support, and embracing your imperfections, you can conquer those limiting beliefs and step into your true power. You are worthy, capable, and amazing. Never forget that. Now go out there and rock your world. Share this episode with a friend who might need a confidence boost, leave a review to help others find this podcast, and join the conversation on social media using hashtag RadiantConfidence. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.